Okay, today we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are holding at the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. We're continuing our discussions about Nidui. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bereder B'chia Ish Kfar Akko, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Simlai Va'amri La, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rav Huna Va'amri La, Amar Rav Huna L'chudei. Some rabbis said, a bunch of rabbis, and different versions of which rabbis exactly said this. Talmud Shenidu L'kvodo Nidui. If a Talmud put someone in Nidoi because they disrespected him, that Nidoi counts. Titania, we know this from a Braisa, Menudah l'Rav, Menudah l'Talmud. If a Rebbe puts someone in Nidoi, the Talmud has to honor that Nidoi. Menudah l'Talmud and Menudah l'Rav. But the Braisa says that if a Talmud puts someone in Nidoi, the Rebbe does not have to honor that Nidoi. That implies l'Rav hu de'eno Menudah. Halukuli alma Menudah, that it's only the Rebbe that doesn't have to honor the Nidoi, but the whole rest of the world does have to honor the Nidoi. L'mai, well, why would a Talmud put someone in Nidui, that would be an effective Nidui. If the Talmud put him in Nidui because of heavenly things, like he saw him violate an Avera or something, no one is allowed to act against Hashem, so that person should be Menudah to everybody, that the Rebbe should have to honor that Nidui as well. So it must be that it's the Talmud's own honor that he was trying to defend by making the Nidui. So main point number one, if a Talmud puts someone in Nidui even for his own honor, the Nidui counts. It's just that the Rebbe doesn't have to honor it. Amar Rav Yosef, a young Talmud Chacham could make the din for himself, meaning he could tell someone else, you owe me this and this, as long as he knows for sure what the halacha is. There was a young Talmud Chacham who had a bad reputation. Amar Rav Yudah Hechilav, Rav Yudah said, how should we judge him? L'shamte, should we put him in a nidoi? Tzrichile Rabban, but we need him. The Talmud Chacham need him because he has certain expertise. Lo l'shamte, should we not put him in chayim? He's mechal shem shemayim because he behaves inappropriately, and he's a Talmud Chacham, so we have to do something about it. Amalei l'Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, midi shmiel lachba. So they asked Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, any ideas? Amalei, hachi am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, ma'idich siv ki siv sechoin yishmu das v'sori yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. What does this pasuk in Malachi refer to? Im doma harav l'malach Hashem. If your Rebbe is like an angel of God, yivakshu Torah mipiv, then you should seek Torah from him. V'im lav, but if he's not like an angel of God, he doesn't behave appropriately, al yivakshu Torah mipiv, don't seek Torah for him. So Shamtei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda decided to put the guy in cherem because he clearly was not acting like a malach Hashem. L'sof ichlish, Rabbi Yehuda. Eventually, Rabbi Yehuda got sick. Asra ben l'shilu bei. L'cham came to visit him, see how he's doing. Va'asa ihu nami bahadayu. And this Talmud Chacham that Rabbi Yehuda had put in Nidoi also came together with the other rabbis to visit. Kadchazi Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw the guy, chayach, he smiled. Amalei, lo mistayach to Shamtei dehu gavra. It's not enough that I already put you in Nidoi. I'm sorry, the guy said to Rav Yehuda, it's not enough that you put me in Nidoi. You have to laugh at me also. Rav Yehuda says, I'm not laughing at you. When I go to the Olam HaEmes, to the next world, I'm going to be happy that even someone as important as you, I didn't falsely flatter, meaning that I was tough enough to even deal strictly with someone as important as you, and I'm very proud of that, and that's something that I'm going to take with me after I die to the Olam HaEmes. Nach Nafshei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda ultimately died. Asa l'Beis Medrash, that Talmud Chacham came back into the Beis Medrash. Amar lahu sharli, so he asked the rabbis, please be matir my nidoi, undo my nidoi. Amar le Rabban gavra d'chashav krav Yehuda leka hacha d'lishrilach. We don't have anyone as great as Rav Yehuda here to undo your nidoi. We need someone that great. El zil gavid Rav Yehuda nasiya d'lishrilach. You have to go to Rav Yehuda anasi to undo your nidoi. Azul Kameh, so he went to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Amar Leil Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said to Rabbi Yami, Pokayin Bedine, go investigate, see what the story is with this guy. Imi Bailu Mishrelei, and if you see a good reason to be Matir his Nidoi, to undo his Nidoi, Sharilei, so then we'll be Matir it. Ayin Rabbi Yami Bedine, Rabbi Yami looked into it, Savar Lemishrelei, Rabbi Yami thought that there was ample reason to be Matir the Nidoi. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni Al Raglova Amaru Mashiv, Cheshel Beis Rabbi Lo Nogu Chom Kalas Rosh Beniduya, if even a maidservant of the house of Rabbi, we took her Nidoi very seriously, Shalosh Shanim, for at least 3 years, Yehuda Chavirenu Alachas Kama V'Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, who's at least as important as the maidservant of the house of Rabbi, we should take her Nidoi, his Nidoi very seriously, and not be Matir it so flippantly. me. Amr Rabbi Zeira, my de kaman. Rabbi Zeira said, what happened over here? Da'asli idna haisab be midrasha. That day, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani came to the Beis Medrash to kamishnei loasa, because for a lot of years he hadn't come to the Beis Medrash. Shema mina, we see from the fact that dafka on that day, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani came to the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani had this important thing to teach us, that we have to be very serious about nidui lomi by the mishrei. So obviously it's a siman from Shemayim that Shema mina lomi by the mishrei. We see that we're not supposed to undo this nidui, so lo sharalei. So we didn't undo the nidui. Nafak, that Talmud then left the Beis Medrash ki kabachi va'azil. He was going and he was crying. Asa zibura v'tarkei amasei. A bee came and stung him on his private area. V'shachav, and he died. Ailula marasa de chasidi, and they brought him into the kever to be buried together with righteous people. V'lo kibluhu. But there was a snake by the entrance of the kever, wouldn't allow him to be buried with chasidim. Ailula marasa de dayani, so they figured they'll bring him to the, at least where the dayanim are buried, where judges are buried, vikiblu, and that they allowed. My time, and there was nothing that prevented them. My time, why is it that in the kever of the dayanim it was okay for him to be there? David Rabbi Elai, because we did like Rabbi Elai. The time Rabbi Elai, Amar Mra Adam Shitzu Miskaber Lav Yelch Makom Shem Makirin. Also, that if a person sees that his yeter har is getting the best of him, he should go to a place where people don't know him, v'yilbash shcharim v'yisatif shcharim, and he should wear black clothing and wrap his head in black cloth, and do whatever he wants. At least that way he won't be publicly desecrating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least no one knows who he is, because he's wearing black and he's somewhere where no one knows him. So that Talmud must have done like Rabbi Elai, that when his Yetzer Hara got the best of him, he went to a place where no one recognized him and he wore black, not to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. And because at least he followed that bit of advice, that's why his Nidui, that's why he was allowed to be buried with the Dayanim. So main point over here, Rabbi Yehuda put a Talmud Chacham in Nidoy, even though he was an important person, and the rabbis honored that Nidoy after Rav Yehuda's death, but because the guy dressed in black clothing and went where people don't know him, he at least merited to be buried with the judges. Shivcha shel Beis Rebbe Mahi. Now, in the course of that whole discussion, we mentioned that the maidservant of the Beis Rebbe, when she put someone in Nidoy, we took a Nidoy very seriously. What's the story there? Damsa de Beis Rebbe, the maidservant of the Beis Rebbe, chazisa l'gavra davamachi. She saw a guy, davamachi l'bino gadol, that was hitting his older son. Amra l'haviyahu gavra b'shamta. She said, you should be in chayrim, dekavim yishum l'fnei ver l'sitin michshol. You're violating the yisra of l'fnei ver l'sitin michshol, which is the yisra of causing someone else to do an avero. Because when you hit your older son, you have to be concerned that he's going to turn around and slug you right back. So that's going to be a violation of the Neiver. The Pasuk is talking specifically about someone who hits an older son. Reish Lakish was once watching it. Let's make that a main point. That if a person hits an older child, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver because the child might hit him back. Reish Lakish was watching over an orchard. And a guy came and started eating figs from the orchard. Rama Beikalos, so Reish Lakish started yelling at him. The guy didn't listen. Amr Le'avei Hu Gavr B'Shamtas. Reish Lakish said, you should be in Chayrim, the guy who's doing this. Amr Le'avei Adrabe Le'avei Hu Gavr B'Shamtas. The guy turned around to Reish Lakish and said, no, you should be in Chayrim. Imamun is Chayafdi Lach. Nidu Imin is Chayafdi Lach. What, I owe you money because I'm stealing your stuff, but why would you put me in Chayrim? A curse that I should die? That's a little excessive. Asal Be'Midrash, Reish Lakish came to the Beis Medrash to figure out whether he's really in Chayrim now or not. Amr Le'avei, so they said, Shalom Nidu, his Chayrim is a binding Chayrim. You're actually in Chayrim. Shalucha ainu nidui, but the Chayrim you put him in doesn't count. Umayta kante, so what? How could you solve your problem, Reish Lakish? Your Chayrim? Zila gabe de lishrilach. You have to go to him and get him to be mati your Chayrim. Lo yadanale, Reish Lakish, I don't even know who it was. Amle zil gabe nesia de lishrilach. Go to the Nasi so he could be mati your nidui. Detani nidui, veni odea minido, yeel chetsa Nasi, viatalo niduyo. If someone puts you in Chayrim and you don't know who put you in Chayrim, you go to the Nasi and he undoes the Chayrim. Amrafuna, but Usha iskinu. In the town of Usha, they made a takana, Av Bezdin Shosarach in Menadin Oso, that if an Av Bezdin misbehaves, we don't put him in Nidoy, Ela Omerlo, he covered Veshav Vesecha. Rather, we tell him you stay in your house. Chazar v'sarach menadin also. But if he does it a second time, then we put him in a nidui mipnei chilul Hashem, because then it's a chilul Hashem. Upliga the Reish Lakish. But this statement of Rav Huna is against what Reish Lakish says. Dam Reish Lakish, tam l'chacham sh'sarach ein menadin also b'far asya. Reish Lakish says, we don't publicly put a tam l'chacham who misbehaves in nidui. Shenamar v'chashalta hayom v'chashal gam navi amecha laila. That we compare the kishlon, the stumbling of a navi tonight, to teach us kaseu kalayla, that when someone who's on the level of a navi messes up, we should cover it up like nighttime. We don't want to make a public spectacle of it. Marzutra chasidiki mechayv tzurim rabban shamta. When a talmud chacham was chayv to be put in nidoy, marzutra chasidah bereisha mashmit nafshe would first put himself in nidoy, vada mashmit l'diday, and only then put the talmud chacham in nidoy. Kavaz ayil biyushpize, and when marzutra wanted to go to his place to sleep, sharli l'nafshe, he'd be matir his own nidoy, vada sharli l'diday, and then he'd be matir the nidoy of the other person. Amrav gidol amrav talmud chacham minada liatzmo umefa liatzmo. You see it from here. A talmud chacham could put himself in nidoy and can undo his own nidoy. Amrav papa. Rav papa says, tesi li, I should get rewarded. Delo shamiti tzur merabon, that I never put a meolam, that I never put a talmud chacham in chayrim. El ki kamechayiv tzur merabon shamta. If a talmud chacham was chayiv chayrim, hechi avid, what would I do? Ki adu b'marava mimnu anegid tzur merabon, just like in Eretz Yisrael. They would get together to give malchus to a talmud chacham violated nisr, but they would never get together to put a nidoy on a talmud chacham. So main point over here, I guess we'll say that two main points. Number one, if you don't know who put you in nidoy, you need to go to the nasi to get the nidoy lifted. Number two, machlokas whether we should ever put a talmud chacham in nidoy. Machlokas whether we should ever put a talmud chacham in nidoy. And whether we should publicize the Talmud Chacham's wrongdoing. My Shamta, so what is this Lashon of Shamta? Nidoy we have been using already for a while, but Shamta is another Lashon that means Cherim. Where does the Lashon Shamta come from? Amar Rav, so Rav explains, Sham Misa, it means it's there is going to be death. With this curse comes death. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Shemama Yihia, it means total emptiness and desolation. Umahanyabe, ki tichya bitanura, and putting someone in shabta works like the fat that they would smear on an oven that gets soaked up into the oven walls. When a person is meaning where that fat is never going to come out of the oven walls. When a person is in shamta, it leaves a mark forever on his soul. Upliga the Reish Lakish, and that's against Reish Lakish. Tam Reish Lakish k'shem she nechneses masayim v'arba mishmona evarim kach she yotzi b'masayim v'arba mishmona evarim. Reish Lakish holds no. Just like the shamta affects all 248 limbs of a person's body, so too when it leaves a person, it leaves all 248 limbs of his body. K'shi nechneses, how do I know when it comes in, it goes into all 248 limbs? Lichsev aysa ir cherim b'gematria masayim v'arba mishmona havu. Because the gematria of the word cherim is 248. And how do I know when it comes out, it leaves all 248 limbs? Because the pasuk says, "Barogas rachem tizkar rachem b'gematria hachiyavu." It says rachem, a lashon of rachmanus. Rachem is also a gematria of 248. So you see that it leaves all 248 limbs. So next main point, machlokas whether a shamta always leaves its mark, or a person can be totally cleansed of it. Amar Rav Yosef, shadi shamta gnuvasa de kalba. We should put a shamta on the tail of a dog, v'idida avda, and it will do its own thing and will punish it. There was a dog that was eating the shoes of the rabbis. It was a dog going around chewing on rabbis' shoes. And the chum didn't know who it was that was eating their shoes. So they put a shamta on whoever it was that was eating their shoes. And then ultimately the dog's tail caught on fire and it consumed the dog. So the shamta apparently worked to affect the dog pretty badly. There was a strong man that used to pick on a certain rabbi. So the rabbi came to Rav Yosef and he complained, what am I going to do? This guy's picking on me, he's bullying me. Rav Yosef says, well, you have a weapon, you can put him in shamta, put him in a cherim. He says, I'm afraid to do that because he's going to just pick on me even more. You should write a shtar a v'shamta against him, that if he damages you, he's going to be in nidoy, that he's going to be in a cherim, and show him the shtar that you wrote. Kol shkedim mustafina mina. He says, that's not going to help. He's just going to call me a nerd and bully me even more. Amalei shakle, take the ksav, take the document that you write the shamta on, va'achte bekada, and put it into a jug, va'achte bekivri, and put it in the beis hakvaros, in the cemetery where people aren't around, v'kari be, Alpha Shipore, and blow 1,000 shofros every day over this Parban Yomi for 40 days. Azalavid Hachi, so he went and he did this. Paka Kadu Mis Alama. The jug broke and that strong man died, meaning that Cherim, which is a curse and a person should die, worked on this strong man. Maishi Puri, why don't we blow shofros when we're putting someone in Cherim? Shenifra in Mimenu, because shofar is an expression that is a word that sounds like Shenifra in Mimenu, that he gets paid back, that his nidui, his Cherim, is going to be the ultimate payback. My Tavra, why do we blow specifically three shvarim after the tkia when we blow a shofar to put someone in cherim? Amar Vitzel Breder of Yehuda, Tivrei Bati Rami, that the shamta should break tall houses. That's why we blow shvarim, which means a broken sound. Titania, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kol Makom Shnoschachav Meinehem, Omiso Oni. Whenever the rabbis look badly at something, like something bad should happen to someone, then either the person will die or the person will suffer from being poor. So the last point, we use a shofar because it symbolizes payback, and we blow a shvarim when putting someone in cherim because it symbolizes brokenness, that the guy is going to be broken. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from the Hanazir v'Mitzora.